This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Should people be using Craigslist?
Craigslist ads specializing in sex, pornography, and fetishes.
Craigslist is only used for selling couches and finding hand jobs.
Craigslist has something for you.
Oh my. Still love that. Everybody! Time once again for Craigslist. We all grabbed one and brought it into the room to share. You're still standing at the microphone. Let's start with Mike Alexander.
Sure.
Who has
why
a Craigslist today?
Mine comes out of Williamsburg.
Really?
Actually, right up on
do
the
do you need some music?
Oh, yeah. I guess I should have picked some music. Anything generic works for
all
me.
All right, I can get you a generic piece. Coming right up, my friend.
Out of Williamsburg.
All right, very good. Let's go with this.
Sure.
Here we go.
That'll do just fine. I got my penis caught in a zipper in a Mexican restaurant bathroom.
Oh.
What a generic music.
That sounds like a Randy Travis song.
I got my penis caught in a zipper.
It really is one of those country crooner kind of.
This is kind of a misconnection, actually.
Oh, okay.
I had just gone in for an average number one, but the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door screaming, "Out! I have diarrhea! Out! For the love of God, it's coming out!" Panicked me, so I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my penis up in the process.
Ow!
Oof! I'm sorry again for the screaming as you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges, but the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we shared in front of the staff and other patrons looking on before you ran out the back door and climbed over the fence. Has captured my heart. Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
Yeah, other than that, I would never.
If you could, please.
Wow. Faces etched in your memory, panicking.
Well, when you share a moment like that.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Rob Fitzwell.
Yes.
Let's go your way here.
There we go.
I've got an opportunity for you. In Jessup, Georgia. It's a free antique refrigerator / time capsule. There's the photo of the fridge. It's already, you know, on the curb ready for the taking.
Right,
here
right.
we go. Yeah. This non-working, freestanding marvel is not just a kitchen appliance, but a conversational starter, an impromptu art installation, perfect for anyone who loves do-it-yourself projects or needs a large boxy paperweight. Well, it no longer cools, but it excels at standing still and occupying space, making it ideal for garages, basements, and other maybe modern art galleries.
Yeah.
Whether you're a collector of the non-functional domestic appliance or just need a new place to place magnets, this is your lucky day. Act now and we will throw in a delightful colony of dust bunnies absolutely free. Must pick up right now as it is immovable. You might want to bring a few friends or a small crane.
A crane?
It's absolutely free.
Wow.
I don't think you need a crane, but for some reason, it's taped up, sealed, and they put a chair on top of it.
I'm concerned.
So I guess you get the chair, too.
Someone spray painted a friendly face as well.
Yes, yes.
What's
in the words,
it?
My tummy hurts.
What is in it?
I don't know.
It's taped up, chained up. Is it holding the spirits, the 9,000 tortured souls?
Well, it looks like
dead
it's
dead body.
Now, I see the house down the street, but the house that's in front of you can't see. But it looks like the house in front of it burned down to the ground based on the remnants around the fridge.
There might be some remnants in the fridge, friend.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I don't know. But it could be yours for free.
Fabulous. All right, Rena, what'd you bring?
I brought a misconnection.
Oh, yes.
Met you in AA, Man for Man.
Man looking for men?
Uh-huh. This is a long shot, I know, but we were in AA about 1 month ago, And we were sitting in a circle, and I immediately noticed your huge bulge in your dockers as you sat there. You were crying about this and that and the other and how you need to stop drinking and blah, blah, blah. And I was so bored at this point, as it was my 597th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I kept checking your package out, and then, oops, you caught me looking.
You got me.
But the strange thing was that you kept adjusting yourself over and over again every time I looked. It was odd because you kept saying something about Jesus and my Lord and Savior, blah, blah, blah. After the meeting, you came up to my car window and deliberately placed your man meat packet right in my face. And you proceeded to talk about the weather and how blessed you were to have a wife and three kids, even though I wanted to barf when I heard that.
Yeah.
I tried to look happy for you, but I just wanted you to shut the hell up and let me take a gander at your man meat packet and make sweet love to you, okay? If you find this, let me know.
You and your man meat package.
10-4, good buddy.
Good time. The
kind of meat you want.
Mm-hmm. We got it. It's a deli. Finally, this one. I work at Subway. Yesterday, you came in and wanted a veggie delight.
Hmm.
As I went to get the bread, you asked me if I could change my gloves because you're vegan and I'd been handling meat with those gloves. I did that, no problem. Perfectly reasonable request. I got your bread, your toast, put all the veggies on, and just as I started to wrap up your sandwich, you say to me, "Hey, can I get some mayo?" I looked at you. You looked at me. I pick up the mayo, and I'm waiting for you to just be like, "Ah, ha, ha, just kidding, ha, ha, ha." That's when I said, "You know mayonnaise has eggs in it, right?" You just stood there, horrified, in silence. Then you gasped, "No, no, it doesn't. I get mayo every time. Are you sure?" "Yes, ma'am. Mayonnaise has eggs in it." You turned and ran from the store. I felt so horrible. You were so distraught. And that beautiful, defeated face, I shattered your world. And I'd like to make it up to you. Call me.
Oh, my God.
You're the guy that delivered the bad news.
Is this why you asked me earlier if I mind about cross-contamination?
That came up.
Yeah.
Came up in...
off the air.
That's right. Came up in Craigslist.
Should people be using Craigslist? Craigslist ad
specializing in sex, pornography, and fetishes.
Craigslist is only used for selling couches and finding hand jobs.
Craigslist has something for you.